It was an unseasonably warm day for March. Mary Stone walked beside the river, and Cotton Blossom followed. Some of the officers' wives owned horses and were taking advantage of the favorable weather to graze the animals. The soldier assigned escort duty dozed beneath a tree. A stranger leading a horse didn't seem threatening until he came close enough to Mary to silence and subdue her with an arm around her throat. When she struggled, he clubbed her with the barrel of his pistol. Cotton Blossom lunged at him, but he swung the pistol again. It struck the dog a glancing blow to the head, stunning him. The stranger holstered his weapon, slung Mary across his horse, belly down, mounted, and rode upriver. By the time Lieutenant Colonel Hatton got word of the abduction, the horseman and Mary were long gone. He immediately sent a telegram to Nathan Stone, in care of the Kansas Pacific dispatcher in Kansas City. Kansas City, Missouri, March 12, 1872. Upon reaching Kansas City, Nathan wrote and mailed a letter to banker Ames Tilden in Denver. Nathan had requested that his funds be transferred to the Cattlemen's and Merchants Bank in Kansas City, payable to Nathan or Mary Stone. Then he went to Netherton's office. He found Netherton with a sheaf of papers in his hand, and before Nathan could speak, the railroad man handed him the telegram received just a few minutes earlier.
I didn't know where you were. I was hoping you were on your way here.
His heart in his throat, Nathan read the short message and wadded the paper in his clenched fist. It no longer mattered what he had come to tell Netherton. Instead, he had a request.
Joel, I have to get to Hayes. I can't wait for tomorrow's train. I need a locomotive and a tender. I'll pay.
You won't have to pay. There's a yard engine with steam up. Come on. I'll clear it with a dispatcher and assign you a fireman and an engineer.
Nathan stood behind the engineer, keeping out of the fireman's way, begrudging every minute it took the racing locomotive to reach Hayes.
We're up to 50 and highballing. I don't dare push her any harder. Anything on the track, any damage, and we're goners.
I'm obliged.
They reached Hayes in just under 5 hours. Nathan quickly made his way to Lieutenant Colonel Hatton's office.
I regret having to tell you this, but we were forced to abandon the trail at the Cimarron. This abduction was planned, and my patrol rode into an ambush. Men with rifles were firing from cover. One of my soldiers was killed and two more wounded. At dawn, I can send a larger force.
I'm obliged, sir, but that won't be necessary. I aim to do what I should have done months ago.